Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast. As we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale, please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, a paramount question that demands to be answered. And I'm trying to answer it in a surface sense, all that can be done in a broadcast time that we're allocated with. How did we get to where we are? How did we get here? How did we get to the bottom of the barrel morally, ethically, politically, socially, theologically, doctrinally? How did we get to where we are militarily? How did we get to where we are today economically? And I could just, a lot of people would do this. They would say, well, it's Joe Biden. It is Joe Biden. He's the tool that is being used by demonic controllers today that's brought us to the lowest level in the United States of America history. But it's progressive that's gotten us where we are. And it's been on the fast track. It's been on steroids since a cognitively depleted Joe Biden took the helm, and he's the puppet that's being used by the Barack Hussein Obama third term in office, and George Soros, and the globalists, including Bill Gates and others. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at that from a central biblicist perspective and urging us on to stand for truth. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I would just say the reason that this has gotten the way it's gotten is people are just too busy with their own set of problems or their own lives to take a minute and look up. And there's not a Dr. Youngblood on every single corner. You have to really search to find one. But Dr. Youngblood,
you're not saying that I need to be cloned, are you?
Yes, I am. But luckily, you cloned, you and Dot cloned 4 young men. So we're doing pretty good. But Dr. Youngblood, my wife is a licensed mental health counselor. She has a master's in mental health. And she doesn't really talk about her patients, but one, she was traumatized. This lady had a 15-year-old son. I can't mention their names, but he decided he wanted to be a girl. So he went through the trans surgery, and the doctor botched it. So now this young man sits in a corner in the bedroom and with no lights on, and the mother just couldn't stand it. He blames his mother for allowing him to do it. But Dr. Youngblood, given time, say 10-15 years, when these young men and women are preteens, I was shocked when you told us that there's been over 148,000 preteens has been mutilated. But when they get up to 23, 24, and they can't have children, they can't have a normal relationship, won't that make these school shooters look like a Sunday school picnic? Aren't we going to have a massive, massive rebellion from these kids that's allowed themselves through the Socialist Democratic Communist Party to be mutilated?
Tom, you're exactly right. In fact, I've got a whole sheaf of articles that's starting to surface in relationship to that. And that whole sheaf of articles indicate, in fact, I'll give one example. A 26-year-old young woman at the age of 13 through 16 was transitioned from a young lady to a supposed male. There's not but two sexes, male and female, according to the scripture in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. But because she was transitioned, she now has realized she has filed suit against her doctors, all those that participated. She's filed suit against her counselors. She's filed suit against the school system. She's filed suit against the city and the state. She's filed suit against the hospital and her entire school system that promulgated and pushed and indoctrinated her. She said, "I was never told the truth. I was simply shuffled through the system and told this is what I must do, should do, and can do." And she goes back and recounts what she had gone through. A massive article just on that one case, and we're finding more and more of those coming, more and more of those coming to the forefront. It's bubbling in the cauldron and bubbling to the head, where we're going to find mega, mega numbers of those that are going to go public with that. And the problem is we had a whole lot of more of them that's public today, but it's not being publicized by the media because it counters the media's stand on holding the hands up of the Biden administration that's the only president in the United States of American history that's pushed the transgenderism more than any human being in the United States history. He is, in fact, the promulgator and the pusher of forcing doctors and hospitals and every medical association to carry out that. And right now, most are not aware of the fact in the United States military, if a person decides I'm tired of the foxholes as a man, I want to be a woman, then our tax money pays for all of the mutilating surgeries that will never succeed, and our tax money pays for that person to be mutilated and go back in as a different sex, and for all of the treatment that's required for the rest of that person's life and putting them in a position of being perilous to anything that's called the protection of the United States of America. So, yes, we're watching the plummeting morals and ethics and values, and there's coming a day when we're going to find mega, mega lawsuits across America in the jurisprudence system as a result of it. The end result, at a future date, if Jesus tarries and the rapture tarries, I believe we're going to see at a future date, whether it's a few years or elongated years, where we're going to find it coming to the point where the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately have to rule that that is immoral, unholy, ungodly, and unnatural and illegal, and will counter it. But we're not there yet. So I believe that it's time Christians take a stand. In fact, if I can put a little parenthetical footnote on that, Tom, before we let you go, I believe it's time parents and grandparents snatch your child out of the governmentally controlled school system. If they grow up as an academic dummy, so be it. At least you're preserving their future, their morals, their ethics, their values, and hopefully their eternality by protecting them from the governmentally controlled school system, which is a Marxist, socialist, communist system to destroy the family and our faith in God. Brother Tom, I hope I didn't give you too much of a elongated answer, but you're exactly right.
No. I just hope, I pray that the readers that are our listeners will contribute to this broadcast, because in 10 or 15 years, you're gonna see how just how right it was. But it'll be too late then for all of this to be undone. But I just wish people would support this broadcast and try to stop this horrible thing that's going on of mutilating these preteens.
Well, Tom, I'm glad you mentioned that. If I could take just a moment while you're still on the air with us, I'm glad you mentioned that. For this year, we're at a point right now, and I want our listeners to understand it. I am the most difficult person in the world to ask anybody for $1. My bride will tell you that I am a little bit reluctant to say we need your dollars to help. But ladies and gentlemen, Tom has just mentioned it. We're at about 50% of what it cost us each month to do this broadcast. And so we do encourage you, if you're blessed by this, you're encouraged by this, if you're informed by this, if it is a broadcast that is beneficial to you and to your family, we urge you, we encourage you, go to FCBC, that's FCBCATJax.com. Go down to the donate button and donate something on a regular basis or a one-time donation, whatever suits your purse. We'd love to have that to continue to allow us to be sustained to do what God's called us to do on this broadcast each and every day. And may I say to you, I am thankful for the privilege and the opportunity. I pray that it's a blessing. I pray that it meets the need in each home, each family, and each listener. Tom, thank you so much for that. Thank you for being a supporter of the broadcast. And I pray, as the old cliche goes, I pray that your tribe shall increase.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Pastor, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes. Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
I pray that you're doing well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am blessed thus far, and I thank and praise God for what Brother Tom had to say. Truly, I mean, the scripture tells us that thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. And truly, Dr. Youngblood, you tread the corn heavily each and every day, and it's worth it. You have a very worthy ministry to tithe, to give into, because I'm sure it's beneficial to the body of Christ as well as everyone else that might not be saved, that might be listening for the first time. So I encourage everybody, you know, to give. Yes, if you can, yes, let's give. Let's support Dr. Youngblood and all of this great work that he's doing, because it's so beneficial to all of us.
But Pastor, I'm glad you said that. It could be $2, $5, $10, $100. It is the cumulative giving of those that listen, even though it might seem small to you. It's great when it's total, as far as the total is concerned, for supporting and underwriting what we're doing here in the ministry. So thank you for mentioning that.
Amen. Amen. But I wanted to say, in addition to what the discussion was on the broadcast today, you know, I thank God for, you know, what we witnessed on last night, you know, with the orientation and the great layout, the things that you had to say, information that you shared with us. And truly, we ought to take a good close look at this country and come to realize that somehow we have strayed away from the beaten path. When we look at the scripture, as I said on last night, and I went back, you know, to the Bible this morning to line up some of the thoughts that I wanted to say, and I realized that we'll be out of time before we're out of word. But we were talking about walking contrary. You know, truly, not only the church, but this whole country is walking contrary to God. Now, when I went back to Leviticus chapter 26, and I'm just going to read a few verses right there, God said, starting from verse number 2, he said, "Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord." So he's telling you right there, he is in charge. There is no other that's above him.
Amen.
He said, if ye walk in my statutes, if that's a powerful word, it's small, but it's very powerful. Amen. He said, "If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then will I give your rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield her fruit." And he went on down and made many other promises to us. And I take that to be to us who are in Christ Jesus on today. Amen, because he was speaking to Israel at that time, so he was speaking to his people. But when we look at the things that God promises that he will do for us, if we walk in his statutes, if we keep his commandments, if we obey his word, he said he will cause us to increase and prosper. Now, he went down a little bit further when we get down to verse number 15. He said, "For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you and will be your God, and ye shall be my people." Now listen, okay, he's still promising us that he will never leave us nor forsake us if we trust in him and obey his word. But now listen, this is where I think we got off the beaten path, and God recognized that a long time ago through his people Israel. So if we read Leviticus chapter 26, we can see what's happening in the United States of America right today.
Right.
When we go down to verse number 21, he said, "And if ye walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And if ye will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet seven times for your sins. Now, I'm going to cut it off right there because there's some very interesting information in that whole chapter that ties in with Deuteronomy chapter 28, which we had a discussion on that last night, about the blessing the city, blessing the field, cursing the city, cursing the field if you disobey. But when you look at Leviticus chapter 26, that's a perfect picture of where we are today because we have gotten off the beaten path. We are all, and I'm talking about including the church, not just the people in the United States who are not saved, but the church as well. We all are walking contrary unto God. That's why we see the things happening the way that they are. Thank you so much.
Brother, you have summarized it biblically, absolutely spot on, as some would call it, because that's what we're seeing today with the hand of God progressively judging America because we have left God, abandoned his word. We have plummeted our nation, our kids and our families and so forth into the abyss of immoral, ungodly, unholy actions. And how can God bless us as a nation if that's where we are? Pastor, thank you so much for your call, for your input on that. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about how did we get here? How did we get to where we are? What's brought it about? Ladies and gentlemen, we're teaching our kids to hate America. We're teaching our kids we're a racist nation. We're teaching our children in the public school, governmentally controlled schools, that we're a bad people, that the white supremacists are bad, if you're white, you're bad. If you're black, you're good. And it's pitting one race against the other. It is the Marxist, Karl Marx agenda to divide the nation racially, to dethrone God, and to destroy the nuclear family. And ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for doing that this very day. We're teaching our children in the public school that murder by way of abortion is okay. They're teaching it on the basis that it's a personal choice, yet God says it's murder. Murder of a human being. God's word says in one of the commandments, thou shalt not kill. And yet we're doing that today. And the Democratic Socialist Marxist Party is the key party that is all for murder by way of abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, Rachel Levine urges doctors to go full big brother with sex changes. President Biden's top transgender activist appointee says body altering, gender affirming care for people attempting to live as the opposite sex is not scientific and medical, not in scientific or medical dispute. That's an absolute 100% lie. It is still a scientific and it is still a medical dispute because it's contrary to the word of God. God created man and woman. God created male and female. He didn't create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. He didn't make a mistake. He didn't make an error. And this article goes on, says, and is urging doctors to work with big tech companies to effectively help eradicate disinformation. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the shim, the man parading as a woman, still has all of the masculine male gender identity, but with long hair and with a dress on, calling herself a woman, now saying that it's disinformation and misinformation. If you or I or anybody else gets on into the social media called big tech platforms and contrarily say something about that, it's called misinformation and disinformation. And there's the urging, the pushing by the Biden administration to further squelch anything that's called free speech. Here's another article. The CDC now instructing school officials to be LGBTQ activists. U.S. government is asking educators across America to measure their commitment to the leftist ideologies of the LGBTQ movement and is offering ways to help them make sure they are better allies to the radicals pushing for students to be sexually disoriented. It goes on to talk about how they're giving the tools by the taxpayers' dollars through the CDC. By the way, since when did the Centers for Disease Control have the authority to mandate any educational process or processes or protocol? And yet that's being done across America today. It's being adhered to and followed by our schools. And this is the reason I go back to, if you got a child or a grandchild in the governmentally controlled schools, take them out. Right now I'm looking at an article on today's newspaper in the Jacksonville paper. It says adult sexual dialogue cited as DeVault School drops production. Subtitle, performance of play involved lesbian kissing. Jacksonville's Douglas Anderson School of the Arts has canceled performances of a play involving censorship as the first lesbian kiss in America theater, triggering a storm of social media debate. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got our schools in Duval County where Dr. Green, Diana Green, is responsible as superintendent of the schools. She needs to be fired. She needs to be asked to leave. She needs to have her contract canceled. And we, the people in the city of Jacksonville, Duval County, needs to demand that. She came out of a failing school district down in Miami-Dade, and she's here in Jacksonville, Florida. Don't know how in the world she was appointed, but through a backroom, smoke-filled dialogue and discussion, she was contracted. And ladies and gentlemen, she is doing contrary to what the state law in the state of Florida now requires, and she is thumbing her nose. In fact, most are not aware of the fact that she received a letter from the state school superintendent, the head of the school, public schools in the state of Florida, sent her a letter along with 9 other school superintendents. 10 were sent out demanding that she adhere to the state law, and she refuses to do so yet. She's trying to counter it and circumvent it. Here's another article that says, colleges actually offering classes on queer dance and porn and much, much more. Our colleges, this article says, our colleges offered students the opportunity to enroll in unique courses through the 2022 semesters. These courses tackled a variety of topics, including whiteness, queerness, while others focused on the subjects such as pornography and pop culture. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to get you to understand, want us to realize today why we are in the condition that we're in America, why we are plummeting, why the United States educational system is the lowest out of all of the nations around the globe. We're almost on the bottom rung of the ladder with academia. We are not teaching our kids, as the old cliche goes, reading, writing, and arithmetic. We're teaching them, and we're sexualizing them. We are grooming them. We are brainwashing them, and it has nothing to do with anything called academics, but it's immoral, ungodly, and unholy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad to say we're in a position today that the Biden administration is not just corrupt. The Biden administration is not just inept, but the Biden administration is forcing America to become a third world nation. Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, listen, Joe Biden single-handedly is destroying the morals, the ethics, and the family values that have made America great. God has blessed America, because America was built on solid biblical foundation. Today, the foundations are being destroyed. The Bible says if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize there's a need to turn back to God, to turn back to the Word of God, and to recognize that God's Word should be preeminent and God's ways should dictate what we do in our nation today. And that is simply not taking place based on what we see happening with America and the morals and the ethics and the values. I'm looking at an article out of the Decision magazine, the January issue. The title of the article simply says, "What Can the Righteous Do?" Franklin Graham says this: "This is a watershed moment in the moral state of our rapidly depraving and godless culture. To satisfy the incessant sinful cries of the incredibly powerful LGBTQ lobby in America, the halls of Congress gave their endorsement to an immoral and degenerate lifestyle that not so many decades ago was considered a criminal act. The deceptively and deceitfully named Respect for Marriage Act is anything but that. The senators rejecting an amendment proposed by Senator Mike Lee of Utah and used stronger languages to protect the religious liberty people of faith as the law is written. It could threaten, as the law is written," Franklin Graham is stating this, I've said it many times on this broadcast, this took place back in November of last year where that that bill was passed into law, signed by cognitively depleted Joe Biden. "This law, new law, Respect for Marriage," Matt Staver called it the Disrespect for Marriage Act, "could threaten churches, Christian institutions, and individuals who hold to the traditional biblical view of marriage between one man and one woman. As this calamity unfolds, the once solid bastion of traditional family entertainment, Walt Disney, was unveiling an animated movie featuring gay characters, and this on the heels of another popular animation that featured gay kissing that was originally cut from the movie, but then restored after pressure from the LGBTQ lobbyist. I call them the sodomite lobbyist. further in the article by Franklin Graham, Decision Magazine for January 2023, how far and how rapidly we have fallen in this country. Sins that were unthinkable when I was a young adult are now healthily, heartily approved, endorsed and ratified by virtually every segment of our society. The slippery slope of moral compromise that we warned about so many years, not many years ago, become free fall in debauchery and dissolution today. Where is all of this going? I don't know. The pressure of Christians from ungodly leaders and a depraved culture will only continue to increase. Remember what Christ said, "If they persecuted me, they will persecute you." John 15:20. For millennia, followers of Jesus Christ around the world have been oppressed by the wicked governments, false religions, and secular cultures that don't want to hear the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It certainly appears that the moral foundations of our nation have been that was founded by Christians seeking freedom to take a stand and practice to their faith have eroded so much today that we wonder what can possibly be done from the Christian standpoint. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, how did we get here? We've gotten here because of the demoralization, the devaluation of life. We have murdered the babies in the womb by the millions upon millions. Taxpayer money is paying for that today. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, "Today's Marxist, Atheist West." Part of the article says, "There's only one way to shorten and ease the convulsions of an old society and the bloody birth pangs of a new revolutionary terror." Karl Marx argued, "The gradual change as the conservatives prescribe when reformers are to be made, creating total calamity and disruption was Marx's prescribed remedy. The incoming new elites, when they seize power, expropriate funds and confiscate private property and assets for the former ruling class, simply steal what others have worked for, etc., etc., etc." Ladies and gentlemen, the article simply goes into great detail of the Marxist agenda, and that's being carried out and promulgated in society today by the Biden and through the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article and we'll touch on very briefly because we do not have time for it all. President signs gay marriage bill. This is out of Decision Magazine, January 2023. In signing his ceremony, Biden said, "Today, America takes the final step toward equality, toward liberty and justice, not just for some, but for everyone that's listening." The bill passed by 6-1-36 vote in the Senate, November the 29th, 258-169 in the House. And ladies and gentlemen, 12 Republicans joined the Democrats in passing this bill. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that we vote them out of office. I suggest that we turn our backs on them, even though they call themselves Republicans. Ladies and gentlemen, how did we get here? Simply put, we got here because we've turned our backs on God. We've said no to God. We've said no to God's word. We've thumbed our nose at Jesus Christ. We've rejected the cross. And as a result of that, we're watching the demise, the destruction, the dissolution of the United States of America. We need to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our lands. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
2021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.